We have two things happening. Way back in May, we set some protocols up that when we reopened our summer activities in July, that we had protocols that we were going to follow, such as we were going to temp check every student or every athlete that came. We were going to sanitize equipment, i.e. in the weight room. We were going to limit the number of kids in there, and we've done all of that. We did open up for practices this past week, and some of those practices were still in. Temp checks were always in place. We probably should do a little better on the social distancing at certain times, and so we're going to take the guidelines that MSHA has put out. Mr. Cowling, our athletic director, is meeting with all the coaches, and they're going to review those and try to follow those the best we can. In regard to what happens in the fall, be honest with you, your guess is as good as mine, John, because I don't know exactly how activities will take place. It's a little fearful to think how we're going to manage that if things don't get better with this virus by then.
But at the present time, you're looking to have a fall sports season for girls and, of course, the football for the boys, and it's not recommended as a delayed situation.
Correct. There isn't a delay at this point, but keep in mind we got to be flexible, and I know some of the surrounding states have already delayed some of those activities, so it could be coming, but I have not heard anything of that at this point.